Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show, your chance to get some free information, some advice from Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things? How is the week at Lloyd's? I assume busy? Always busy.
Yeah, we're fortunate to stay pretty busy, obviously, and it's funny. I got a phone call this week from my friend Rick Montero, who's our AAA representative, and he said he had something for me, and I had a meet with him, and he came by and he presented us with the 25th year anniversary of having that partnership with AAA. So we got a nice little plaque that we got mounted on the wall in the office there, and he said it's like the fifth he's ever handed out. So it's we're pretty proud of that. You know, if you think about it, it's been a long time, and you know, they've been a good partner, and we've been doing what we do for, you know, I've been there since 1998, so however many years that is. But it's something to, you know, to be proud of. You know, we've sustainability, the hard work, all the people that are involved with that, and being partners with AAA has done both of us very well.
I'd kind of forgotten about your relationship with AAA. That's congratulations. That's quite a coup. And, of course, you've got a lot of fans anyway that are usually called customers, and they've been turned into fans for sure. I know that personally. Well, congratulations. That's good going. Well-deserved, as they say. All right. If you, again, have a car care question, now keep in mind, I always like to say this, call in, text in sooner rather than later. Our time goes by so quickly. Nick takes his leave about 7:45 to get Ted Farrell's wine chat in time. So by all means, don't wait. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. As usual, as I mentioned last week, Nick, any leftovers that we didn't get to, any text messages that we didn't have time, we ran out of time, we always like to pick up on the next week's show. Here are a few. Here's one. Boy, we get this time of year, too. I will be parking my 2013 Mustang for the winter soon. What should I do to the vehicle to have it parked for the next 6 months? 6 months. What to keep it nice and cozy, what do you recommend?
Well, I guess we want to make sure all the fluids are topped off, tires are full. If you have the option to remove the battery, if it's an outside environment where, you know, it's going to meet those cold temperatures, the battery would appreciate a controlled climate, you know. So if you can bring the battery and put it in your basement, if you can't, if there's a way to put a maintainer, a little tender, a battery tender on that, that'll help. But, you know, short of that, you know, try to keep it away from any critters, any rodents that might find its way into it. You know, those types of things help obviously go a long ways. But just keeping the, you know, make sure the fluids are topped up, you know, maybe fresh oil, full tank of gas, and unfortunately you won't see it for 6 months, right? So put it away nice and clean, and, you know, you'll see it in the spring.
For those that don't want to go to the bother of taking out the battery and all that stuff, and they park it, maybe they're lucky enough to have a heated garage. Whatever the case may be, would you ever recommend during the next 6 months that this car is in storage to start it? Or does that do more damage than getting it out in the road and, you know, working it out for an hour or so?
You know, everyone has their opinion. It's just my opinion. I think the start in the vehicle doesn't do much if you can't drive it, because you really need to get everything warmed up, heated up, exercise. If you start the vehicle, let it run for a few minutes. That condensation from running the vehicle, it's going to collect in the exhaust. More potential for moisture, which is more potential for maybe some rust. And if it's a vehicle you want to keep nice and clean, you obviously don't want to be out on the roads when there's salt on them. So I'd probably advise against that. I think if you get that battery tender on there, you put it away nice and clean, you know, set the alarm clock for April, whatever it is, and, you know, when that day comes, take it out and go for a spin.
Let's talk a little bit about that battery tender. I'm not sure if we talked about that last week or not, but when I was in Deloitte's a week or two ago, I was talking to one of your mechanics about that. And he recommended if you have a vehicle that you don't start that often, and you want to use a battery tender, and when I'm finished here, you can tell me what a battery tender is. But he suggested don't leave it on for lengthy periods of time. Get out and drive the vehicle if you can. And he tried to explain to me that you leave a battery tender on too long, it does something to the battery, and I'm not sure what he was talking about.
Well, the batteries need to be cycled, meaning that, you know, the discharge, recharge cycle of the battery is important to keeping its longevity, we'll put it. Now, obviously, over the winter months, if you have that classic vehicle or the one that's your spare vehicle that's only for that Sunday drive, convertible, whatever you have there, I think having that battery tender, which what it does is it keeps the battery topped off. You know, it's not really a charger per se. It's only maybe put in an amp or less of battery just to keep it, you know, like I said, topped off. Now, leaving that on there indefinitely, you know, can shorten that duty cycle, that life of that battery. So it's something that you don't want to set it and forget about it. But obviously over the winter months, or if you have that classic vehicle you don't want to be driving around on the road with, it'll work just for that. Sometimes I feel like that's why they were invented, is for that vehicle that you only drive periodically, you know, a couple thousand miles a year. Obviously nothing in the winter months, you know, because we have our cold winters. So you can install that. And the biggest thing is you got to remember it, when you go to start the vehicle, it's plugged in. So don't drive back out of the garage with it plugged in. You end up with the car following you down the road.
That's a good point.
You know, they do a good job of keeping that battery topped off. It's not a permanent thing. It's not a battery charger. So if your battery has gone dead, that's not going to do the job. It's just a maintenance thing. I guess that's the best way to put it. A battery maintainer, we'll call it.
Sure helped me last winter with my wife's vehicle that she rarely drives. Good morning, Denny and Nick. Texter says, I have a 2016 Honda Pilot. The ignition switch needs to be pushed multiple times to start the car. Do you think it can be changed out easily?
Well, an ignition switch in its own isn't very complicated. If it's a push start one, you know, if it's ignition switch behind the if it's a still like a key type vehicle, we have to cycle the cylinder. That could be a little more complicated. Obviously, you can look online, find a repair manual, find that procedure. If you have the proper tools and the know-how, as always, I love the fact that we have so many listeners that work on their own vehicles. But if you don't have the know-how or the proper tools, don't create a bigger problem for yourself, because we do see that from time to time. I think we just had one in here where they had I can't remember the make and model, but they had a timing chain issue and they tried to take it on themselves. And unfortunately, if you don't have the right tools to get everything lined up, it doesn't go back together lined up. And that became a bigger problem for those folks than they intended. So if you don't have the know-how or the proper tools, leave it to the professionals. That being said, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, by all means, follow the procedure. You know, we don't always like to read the instructions or the manual, but take that extra few moments and follow those procedures. I'm sure you can tackle that task.
Well, as Nick knows, you don't have to be a motorhead or a do-it-yourselfer to join in on the show. If you have any kind of a car care question, any kind, keep in mind that Nick will be taking his leave around 7:45, so let's hear from you as we head into this break. Call us or text us, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show here every Saturday. We're right after the 7 o'clock news break, thanks to Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, returning every week to help our listeners out. I know they appreciate it. I do as well. Call us or text us with your car care question, any kind, 651-461-9226. Let's grab another text. Good morning, texter says, I have an older car, 2011, that does not have the sensors for lane changing, backup pedestrian, forward warning, those things. Are there companies that can install an aftermarket system like those? That would be interesting if they could.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you'd have to, you know, do some research and ask around. I've not seen that. There are some outfits that will do some of those accessories, you know, heated seats and such. But some of that lane change and some of those safety features, you know, those are really kind of designed into the manufacturing of the vehicle. So it might be kind of a hard after-the-fact add-on type opportunity. But I would you know, look online, look around. You know, you can find almost anything and everything these days. So I would, but I'd also caution you, I would do a lot of research before I would get into that, because I just don't think that to have that system work as their design is very complex, and as an add-on feature, I'm not sure it would work quite that well. But
yeah, I'm thinking, where would you drill a hole in the bumpers? You know,
for a lot of those sensors are, and then the wiring harnesses and the computer. So there's a lot that goes into it that we don't realize. So I would caution before I would do an add-on type project like that.
Well, whatever your need is automotive-wise, if you have problems and you'd love to check out Lloyd's Automotive, tell us, Nick, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, and as you know, Denny, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. That being said, if you have a question, need some advice, we will always help you. You can call us at 651-228-1316. And if you don't mind checking out our website, that's lloydsautomotive.net.
And we'll get you that info before Nick takes his leave, about 7:45 or so, if you missed it to this time around. Looking at a text that came in a bit ago, 2006 Buick Lucerne. You're going to have to help me with this one. No communication with the ECM. Both fuse boxes test good. Communication to BCM and ABS mod good. Could not find breaks or faults in the wiring harness. Tried different ECM, but cannot program different ECM because no communication there. Any idea what to look for next? What is this person talking about?
The ECM is the engine control module. The BCM is the body control module. You know, the interface, the communication behind the scenes is what they're talking about. And having access or, you know, the ability to plug in your scan tool and communicate with that is critical. If you're not able to communicate with it and you switch it, okay, so we've kind of, and have the same result, no communication, we can kind of rule out that item. I still think wiring, you know, there's a connection problem somewhere, a fuse, you know, those types of things can obviously throw us for a curveball. You know, we've done this a long time, and, you know, we'll get down this rabbit hole of trying to find this really odd wiring problem, come to find it was the fuse, and sometimes, you know, oh, it checked good. Well, get a new one and still put it in and see how it works. That being said, a lot of times ECMs might have a multiple fuses that feed power to it too. So, you know, it's one of those deals where we print out the wiring diagram, lay it across the toolbox. You know, it could be, you know, 6, 8, 10 pages even.
Wow.
And you just go to each individual circuit and prove it out. Time consuming, but sometimes, you know, there's no shortcut. You got to kind of, you know, roll up your sleeves and go step by step and hopefully figure out what's going on there.
Do that detective work, yeah. Nick, let's grab a phone call. Linda is calling in from, I believe, Lakeville this morning. Thanks, Linda. What is your question for Nick?
My question is, I have a 2012 Dodge Journey, and I've had it into the shop several times, two, maybe three, for them to check why my heater isn't producing heat on the passenger side of the vehicle after about an hour's drive. And I don't think they knew that it was timed that way, because whenever I brought it in, I just said, the heat's not working on the passenger side, but it's working on the driver's side. So I'm bringing it in 2 weeks, and I'm wondering if you have any hints for these engineers down there at the body shop or my shop where I'm taking it.
Well, I think the story that you shared with us is the first step. You know, we always say that if you, as much information as you can share, you know, a certain drive cycle, driving habits, you know, certain circumstances that we can duplicate. So if the fact that the car has to be driven for a period of time, even if you let the vehicle run, or, you know, if you call them and say, hey, I'm coming in this week, I have an appointment, this is a situation that happens only if the car has been driven for an hour. So maybe you can, you know, set it up where you can drive the car for a long period of time. Once you get to the shop, it's already been driven. Maybe somebody can take it from there, go for the drive, and, you know, bring their thermometer, their test equipment, try to figure out why that heat is giving out on the passenger side. If it's been driven for an hour. Obviously, it's warmed up, so we can check that off the list. But you start to wonder about some of those control items. You know, a lot of vehicles have driver passenger side controls for temperature. Maybe something from one of those actuators is kind of giving out, so that flap or that door is closing, not letting the hot air through to the passenger side of the vehicle. You know, there's a couple of variables like that where if you can share that with them, once again, ahead of time, you have the vehicle warmed up, you've driven for a good portion of that time, they can hop in the vehicle, finish that drive cycle, have their testing equipment with them or available to them so they can kind of make quick work of it.
Very good. Nick, I'm looking at a text for a 2015 GMC Acadia. My parking brake no longer works. I depress the pedal fully and feel no tension. If I park on a slope, put it in neutral, it will not hold at all. What might the repair be there?
Well, those parking / emergency brakes are temperamental because we don't use them. And you might say, I use it often. But it's not like the mechanical brakes that you might depress that pedal 100 times on a drive. Those parking brakes get set once every couple of weeks, once every couple of months, or never, for that matter. Most of us don't ever use it. And the difficulty is that the levers, the cables, those mechanisms can get stretched, get worn, kind of seize up even. So if you're having an issue with that, next time you have the vehicle in, they can inspect it. You know, depending on the make and the model, depends on how the parking brake is designed. A lot of new vehicles actually have electronic parking brakes that will set every time we park the vehicle so they could exercise more, so they will stay lubricated and functional. So if yours isn't working, the last thing I want to have you do is, keep trying and keep working and have it get stuck on, which is even worse because now you have to have the vehicle towed. So if yours is not working, you're a person that wants to use your parking brake from time to time, when you're in at your shop, mention that to them. They can kind of disassemble, lubricate, clean, repair whatever is not pivoting or applying properly.
All right, very good. Nick, let's take a break for that forecast. When we come back, we'll pick up on more calls and more text questions. Any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. Keep in mind, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830. Of course, this is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back. CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. If you have a car care question, love to hear from you. You can phone it in. You can text it in, whichever is easier. One number will get you either, 651-461-9226. All right, let's see how many texts we can help folks out here before you take your leave. Here's a 2019 Pacifica. Has an auxiliary battery light on, so the start-stop feature is not working, which I'm fine with because I find that feature annoying. Texter says, are there any other issues I have to worry about if I don't get the auxiliary battery replaced?
You know, there's a lot of different features that might operate off that battery. Obviously, the start-stop is the main. Not every vehicle with start-stop has auxiliary battery. I feel like a lot of times that the manufacturers are working kind of through that. There's some makes and models that have a completely different battery setup as it is. So, that feature, I know we consider it annoying. However, it does make a difference with your fuel economy. It makes a huge difference with emissions. And the way it works is, you come to a stoplight, stop sign, where you're sitting there momentarily. The vehicle shuts off. The light turns green, or it's your turn to go. You take your foot off the brake, apply it to the gas. The vehicle fires back up and goes. We've learned over the years of, with the emissions that there's a significant amount of the emissions are emitted at idle, at stop. So if we can minimize that, it's really good for the environment. So I know it can be annoying, but I do think it's a good emissions control item. I would suggest that you get the battery replaced and use the vehicle as designed. I don't like to take things and make them different than they were built because you never know what the side or the other effects can have on other parts of the vehicle. So I would get that battery replaced, run it as designed. We'll adapt. It's a feature, a lot of like the lameness or some of the parking stuff and some of the beeps and warnings are there for our safety and for our for the environment. So I think it's a good thing to get working, and you should get that battery done and drive it as it was designed.
As it was designed, yeah. Good morning, Texas says the tire pressure light stays on And my shop said all the batteries are good in the sensors. What else could be wrong? We hear this from time to time.
We do, it's another one of those features. You know, it can be annoying, but you know, nobody owns a tire pressure gauge anymore. So the fact that we can't check our tire pressures and make sure they're correct, we should have the vehicle do that for us. And if that light is on, my suspicion is that one of the sensors, the battery might be good, but maybe it's not programmed or mated with the vehicle. So you go back to your shop, they should have a handheld tool that they can walk around to each one of those wheels and make sure that they are programmed and it's connected to the vehicle. Just because it has a good battery doesn't mean it's connected. So the fact the light is still on tells me that one of them is not communicating to the car, so the car doesn't see it, so therefore the warning light is on.
You know, one of the things we've discovered, you have, and we've talked about it from time to time, not in all cases, but in some vehicles, there's a tire pressure sensor on the spare.
Yes, that will even trip us up from time to time. You know, you're like, well, they're all connected, they're all reading, everything's good, why is the light on? And then you say, oh yeah, there's a spare on the back of the vehicle, and there are some makes and models where there is a sensor in that full-size spare. Now, those space saver spares won't have that, but a full-size spare tire oftentimes will, so you have to make sure that you check all five tires in those cases.
Here's one of those electronic things that could be more detective work, but it's a 2015 Sonata, was totally dead. The texter says, I took the battery out, took it in to be checked, brand new battery, and it was fine. Put it back in, and the car started fine. Any idea why it didn't for that period of time? Any guesses?
Well, the only thing that we changed was the connection where the battery was connected to the vehicle, that positive and negative terminal. I suspect there wasn't a good connection there. When you're installing a battery, you have to make, if it's a top post battery where the, you know, those terminals are sticking out the top of the battery, you have to make sure that that mating surface is clean. Make sure when you put the terminal on, it's fully seated to the base of the battery and it's properly snugged up and tight, that, you know, those cables aren't moving. I suspect either one of the cables wasn't tight or wasn't fully seated, therefore not making good connection. We don't have good connection. We don't have any power. So that's something that we want to be very mindful of. If we are replacing our own battery, you know, it's a perfect do-it-yourselfer type job. We have to make sure that those terminals are clean, the cables are clean, and they're fully installed, nice and stuck.
Okay. I'm reading another one about a battery tender. If I hook an onboard battery tender to remote positive post and ground on engine, will I charge the battery?
Yeah, keep in mind, the only way to get the full effect is directly at the battery. Every time you have a connection or remote situation, there's every time there's a connection, you lose a little bit of that power because it has to bridge that gap. So yes, it will help. It will work. It might not have the same effect or the full effect of that full tender, but it will probably do the job. But just keep in mind that every time you have a connection, you lose a little bit of that power, so you might not have the full 1 amp or whatever it is that's making it way back to the battery.
And a couple of texts that involve questions about brakes. This texter is a 2024 Toyota Land Cruiser. When it sits in the garage for more than a couple of days, the brakes squeak when used for the first couple of stops. Is that normal? I have 10,000 miles on it.
It is normal. You know, my truck's a year old, and I'll have that too if it sits for a day or two. You know, I don't like to use the word rust. We'll call it corrosion, a little bit of buildup, surface corrosion on those brake rotors and those brake pads. So when you go to drive the vehicle the first stop or two, you're kind of cleaning up that little bit, and there's no damage, no harm. You know, it's one or two stops, the noise is gone. That's the extent of it. Don't worry about it. You know, a lot of times the materials that we're using in our brake pads and brake rotors is actually better because they last a lot longer than they used to. So if that's the trade-off, that your brakes last 60, 70, maybe in some cases 80,000 miles, that if it sits for a day or two or under really heavy humidity or moisture, you might have a little squeak the first stop or two, it's a fair trade-off. So that's normal. I wouldn't worry about it.
Another kind of related to that one is, well, it's kind of a long paragraph, but it's basically squeaks when the weather is cold. Basically, he or she is asking, can my brakes squeak? They go away right away, but in cold weather, does that make a difference?
Same idea. You know, the brake rotor is bare metal. The temperature change will create some condensation, a little bit of surface corrosion, like I like to say. And the first stop or two, you're cleaning that surface up. You know, there's no damage there. There's no harm there. It can be very normal. People will from time to time call and say, hey, my brakes are squeaking, but then it goes away, and it's just that. You know, the cars sit outside. You know, we have obviously always fluctuating temperature and humidity, so that little bit of moisture will create some corrosion. A stop or two goes away. It's gone. It's fine. Now, if it's like it's always squeaking, well, that's telling us that something might be worn out. So there's a difference. It goes away or it doesn't go away. If it goes away, don't worry about it. If it's like, no, it's always there, that's the car telling you something's worn out.
All right. Another text I think we have time for. Listener says, what should I know about buying a spare smart key for a 2016 Acura ILX? There are so many price points online. What's the deal with that?
You know, you always have to be careful what you buy online. Obviously, my safe answer is I'd buy it from the manufacturer. Therefore, you know it's designed and made for the vehicle. It's going to work properly. I'm sure there are aftermarket versions that work well also. But it's your spare key. You want it to work when you need it, right? So I think it's, you know, maybe an extra few dollars to buy the original manufactured key fob there. But it's probably worth the price of admission because the fact is that when you need it, if it doesn't work, you're going to be frustrated. So spend the extra couple of dollars, buy the one that was designed specifically for that vehicle, buy the manufacturer. That way you'll know it will work when you need it.
I think we have time for one more. Texter wants to know, is looking online at wiper blades, and they're so expensive, he or she says. But is it worth the money to spend on a good wiper? Does it, you know, pay? You get what you pay for.
You absolutely get what you pay for. And I used to joke, you know, wipers are one of those things that slowly deteriorate and we don't realize it. And then, you know, people come in, those wipers are just, you know, because this is the time where you start checking them with the winter coming up and such. And we're, you know, a little more adamant about replacing them. And I'd always say, well, let me replace the passenger side one for you and you let me know how it goes, because people don't realize how they do deteriorate. And that smearing, you know, they're not supposed to smear, they're supposed to clear. And if that squeegee is not clearing the glass, you can't see under the, in those moments when you need to see. So there is a lot of different price points. Wiper blades have evolved. You know, they used to be, you know, you could replace the little blade itself. Now, for the most part, it's like a beam blade, so it's a flexible piece of plastic with rubber on it. And, honestly, they work so much better. They last longer. You don't have to worry about the ice and snow. If you're old enough, you can remember when you get that little bit of ice or snow stuck in your wiper, and part of it was clearing the windshield, and there was a big streak in the middle. Well, with the new blades out there, we don't have that problem anymore. So that's another example where, you know, it's a couple extra dollars. It's well worth the price to get a good quality wiper blade to make sure you can see going down the road, especially when winter hits.
Well, let's talk some more about this next week, Nick. What do you say? And folks that need the help of Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you?
Yes, sir. You can always call us. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. We will always answer your questions or help you with some advice. If you're in St. Paul and on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. Like I mentioned, that's two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And you can find all that information more at our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
All right, Nick, have a good week. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.